This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. From Detroit this morning, quite the set of numbers for General Motors. Record earnings of $12.5 billion last year. The company's 52,000 hourly workers are going to take home profit-sharing checks of as much as 12 grand. All the more impressive when one considers where the company was less than a decade ago, bailed out by the American taxpayer. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports now on what the future might hold.
It's been heady times for GM, with this being the fourth consecutive year of record sales, and that success is for two big reasons: huge demand in the domestic market as well as abroad, particularly in China.
Between those two markets, they're accounting for 37 million of the 90 million vehicles sold in the world.
Rebecca Lindlin is an analyst with Cox Automotive. She says U.S. car buyers still can't get enough of the high-margin trucks and SUVs, and the same thing is happening in China.
So if those markets are aligned, it helps an awful lot with profitability for the manufacturers.
Lindlin says GM now sells more cars in China than the U.S., but unlike years past, the major car makers aren't resting on their laurels. Case in point, rival Ford. Its Super Bowl ad was chock full of references to things like ride shares, bike shares, and electric vehicles.
That's why Ford is developing new ways to help you move through life.
Legacy automakers are bracing for a future where they sell less cars. Ford has invested in the shuttle van startup Chariot, while GM has taken a $500 million stake in Lyft. Jessica Caldwell is an analyst for Edmunds.
The fact that a lot of tech companies are trying to jump into the auto space and everybody wants to disrupt, whether it's dealerships or auto industry, I think it's made auto companies a bit more competitive.
While car makers might be keeping a close eye on Silicon Valley, Caldwell says she doesn't expect people to give up their cars and trucks anytime soon, especially if gas prices continue to remain cheap. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.